Public surveillance cameras are a very visible part of Chicago's crime-fighting efforts, and now a proposal would require businesses open more than 12 hours a day to install video cameras both inside and outside their establishments. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
At Chicago's Office of Emergency Management, the main feature in the operations center is a massive video wall divided into several sections. Real-time scenes of the city's streets and buildings blink onto the wall as provided by the watchful eyes of the city's 2,000-plus motorized video cameras. Alexander Velasquez, the head of Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communications, says the cameras target high crime spots and other public areas.
So we have the ability to monitor traffic cameras, monitoring main arterials. We can monitor critical infrastructure. We can monitor areas that we deem to be, let's say, potential targets in the city of Chicago.
The city paid for its extensive video network with the help of a $5 million grant from the Office of Homeland Security. During a recent tour of the emergency facility, Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff said Chicago is on the right track.
Video cameras are a relatively inexpensive and very useful tool in both preventing crime and terrorism and also enabling a better response to crime and terrorism.
Crime in Chicago is down, and officials say it's due in part to the video cameras. As a result, some of the city's larger businesses have paid to be part of the monitoring system. Chicago City Councilman Ray Suarez wants to take it a step further. He's proposing that every licensed business open more than 12 hours a day, put security cameras inside their buildings and outside as well to record activity in parking lots or around the building's perimeter.
This is an issue of making places safe. Now, there are guarantees that there's not going to be any crime in the facility? No. But I think it gives it a better chance of not having, deterring a crime.
Some businesses agree with the alderman. At the Golden Nugget restaurant on Irving and Kedzie, General Manager Ramon Torres says he uses DVD recordings to track what's going on after hours.
And it seems that customers don't mind. In fact, it helps us out, too, in the restaurant, too, because there's times we want to know when certain people come in, certain deliveries come in, and so you can keep an eye on those, too, the back door for safety reasons, also for making sure people are saying what they're doing.
There are no cameras on the outside of the El Quixote Mexican restaurant on the corner of Clark and Lawrence in Chicago.
Inside, there are a couple of cameras. Rafael Huerta is the owner's son. He says it's been helpful to have the cameras since the restaurant is open 24 hours a day.
Around this neighborhood, it was like, it's getting better now, but it was worse like 10 years ago. So I think it's a good idea for the neighborhood and for the security of the restaurant and all the people.
The head of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, Jerry Roper, says no one is against keeping people safe. He says since crime is down in Chicago, the video camera proposal is simply a costly, unfunded mandate.
This is a small to medium-sized business issue that have been in a city where they have seen increased costs, mandates, etc. In some cases, this has to stop.
And then there's the issue of privacy, whether the city may soon turn into a Big Brother state watching every step Chicagoans and visitors take. Mayor Daley, who likes this video proposal for businesses, says there's no need to worry.
Well, no, we won't go overboard. We don't go into your bedroom. We don't go into your living room. We don't go into your kitchen. This is all, most of it's on public land, as well as land that's being used for a public purpose with the customers coming to and from off the street.
If the plan goes forward, the Chamber of Commerce says they'll push to have it phased in so smaller businesses have time to comply with the measure calling for cameras to watch what's going on in their establishments. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.